afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in the beautiful city of Marion in the downtown, broadcasting live on this Wednesday afternoon, 10 minutes past 4 o'clock. Glad you're tuned in. Well, the studio is all decked out for Christmas. It looks so nice. Wreaths on the walls, tinsel around, bows, and a beautiful Christmas tree. I'll tell you what, it looks nice. Scott and the gang did a great job decorating this place up for Christmas. It is, indeed, beginning to look a lot like Christmas around here at WWGH Radio. And I hope you're ready for the Christmas season, too. Did you do any shopping when you were out and about on Thanksgiving and the day after? Boy, I'll tell you, my wife and brother went down to Polaris Mall on Black Friday, and traditionally we go around 1 or 2 o'clock, and it's not too bad. We can usually find some parking and get in there to JCPenney's in the Polaris Mall and find some deals. Well, we couldn't find a parking spot anywhere. Even the Sears that's out of business down there, that whole parking lot was completely full, and we got in a traffic jam like you would not believe around the mall. We were sitting still, and we were sitting ducks, too, for everybody pulling out, honking each other. I'll tell you, it was a mess. So we eventually got out of there. We said we're going to take Route 23 home because we heard that the outlet malls at 3637 were full to capacity, and it turns out that they were, and we didn't want to get in that mess, so we took 23 home, and we got out of Dodge. That is for sure. It was something else. So we had an experience on Black Friday. We did get to Old Navy, and my wife and brother found some deals in Old Navy. Stood in a very long line, but it went pretty smooth, and it moved pretty quick. So no complaints really too much there. But we got to Old Navy, and we got to eat at Texas Roadhouse, and we only had about a 5 or 10 minute wait at Texas Roadhouse. So we did okay. So that's my Black Friday story. So we are back here in Marion now, and I prefer Marion over Polaris any day. I'd rather do my shopping right here in Marion, Ohio. It's safer, for sure. Well, we want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. We do appreciate it very much. Well, I do have some prizes to give away today at 4:55 this afternoon. Drawing style is the way we'll do it. Everybody is welcome to call, by the way. So the way we do it is it's wide open. You are welcome to call and answer a trivia question. And when you call and answer a trivia question, we will put you in a drawing. And today I've got a $5 gift certificate to Donato's and a $10 gift card to the Warehouse Restaurant. So I've got two of them today to give away, all right? So we'll do a couple of drawings at 4:55 this afternoon. So if that sounds good to you, a $5 gift card to Donato's Pizza and a $10 gift card to the Warehouse, hey, get on board and answer a trivia question, and I will put you in a drawing for a chance to win. So if that sounds good to you, get ready to answer some of these trivia questions. The telephone number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I've got a few left over from last week, and here they are. What was the name of the real-life daredevil who tried to jump over everything on a motorcycle, including Greyhound buses and a shark tank? What was the name of the real-life daredevil who tried to jump over everything on a motorcycle, including Greyhound buses and the Shark Tank? His name rhymed. A little hint for you there. Although Christopher Columbus traveled to Americas with three ships, he returned with two. Which ship was wrecked on the return trip? Got a phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a question from last week. Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel. Yes, that was the guy. He was a real daredevil, wasn't he?
Right. You got it from ahead of him last week, so I figured I'd answer today.
All right. Yeah, that's what I was looking for last week. So, all right, Bob. We got you in, buddy.
How was your Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving. Went down with my wife's family and had a great time.
Yep. We sat around and filled our faces and watched football games.
Yeah. How about that Ohio State-Michigan game?
Right. And we brought our Christmas tree up Thursday night after supper.
All right. Do you have a...
We got it up and ready to go.
Do you have a real tree or artificial tree?
We got an artificial.
Yeah, we do too. We got an artificial tree.
Yeah, it's a lot easier than messing with the live ones.
Yeah, those live ones, and then they tend to shed on you.
Right.
Well, hey, you enjoy this holiday season, Bob.
Right. Hey, I picked up those prizes today.
Oh, okay. Good deal.
Yeah, I got mine, my grandson's, and the other guys up on the shirt. And on my envelope was a picture of a turkey from Felicity's. So if you talk to Erica, I'll thank you for the picture.
Okay, I sure will.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Bob.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is our phone number. Although Christopher Columbus traveled to the Americas with three ships, he returned with two. Which ship was wrecked on the return trip? What is the name of the U.S. Navy's flight squadron that performs stunts at air shows? What is the name of the U.S. Navy's flight squadron that performs stunts at air shows? What two body parts never stop growing even into old age? What two body parts never stop growing even into old age? A kid's heart is about the size of his or her what? A kid's heart is about the size of his or her what? About how many pounds of bugs does the average human accidentally eat each year? About how many bugs does the average person accidentally eat each year? Hi, we're on the air.
That'd be Blue Angels.
Yeah, the Blue Angels. Have you ever got to see them fly?
I have. I just seen them last year as they was flying above Cleveland Stadium during a football game.
Yeah, boy, they're something, aren't they?
Oh, they are fantastic.
Yeah, they're beautiful. I've been to several air shows and got to see them up close a couple times, and they are beautiful flying machines.
If somebody's never been to one, I would just tell them that it's worth the trip to go see one.
Oh yeah, it is worth your time for sure.
They appear at Dayton every year.
Yep, that's where I got to see him at one time, is the Dayton Air Show. Yeah, that's quite an air show too.
It sure is. Just a fantastic sight.
Oh, it is. Well, what's your name, and I'll get you signed up for this drawing.
Oh, I'm Todd.
Todd? All right, Todd. We will sign you up and get you signed up for this Donato's gift card and this warehouse gift card, all right?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you listening out there, and you enjoy the holiday season, all right?
You have a good holiday season also.
All right. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. lighting the phone lines up here at WWGH Radio at 740-383-9944. Feel free to call and answer a trivia question. Get signed up for a chance to win the Donato's gift card, a $5 gift card to Donato's, and a gift card to the warehouse. $10 gift card to the warehouse, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. All right, 4:20 is the time on this December the 4th, 2019, and here is some offbeat news for you. A bald eagle crashed through the window of a tax business in Virginia and was caught on camera wandering around inside before leaving on its own. Harry Patterson Jr., who manages an Allstate insurance office in Virginia Beach, captured video when he arrived for work Monday and spotted a bald eagle inside the neighboring H&R Block office, which is closed for the season. More on this in a minute. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, you ask about the size of a child's heart?
Yes.
About the size of their fist.
About the size of the fist. That's exactly what I'm looking for. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Doing good. I'll take a guess. Is this Linda Atkins?
Yes, it is.
All right. Good to hear from you today. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, we did.
Good deal.
Black Friday shopping.
That's what I was getting ready to ask. No Black Friday shopping.
No, that's one thing that we don't do unless it's absolutely necessary.
Right. Well, you're better off for it because the crowds were absolutely horrendous.
Well, I'd rather either order it online or just pay full price for it than fight those crowds.
Yeah. Ordering it online is so much more relaxing. You can do it from the comfort of your own recliner or couch.
That's true.
Well,
I'm glad you guys made it back safe.
Well, thank you. Yes, we survived. I thought we were going to get in a fender bender for sure, but we survived.
Well, we took off and went to the casinos.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was our day instead of shopping for everybody else. So.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, we had a nice supper and ended up actually walking out of there with a few extra dollars.
Oh,
nothing
good.
Nothing big, but we didn't lose anything, so we had fun.
You came out ahead, huh?
Yeah, about $15, but still, that's more than what we went in there with.
There you go. That's always good.
All right. Well, you have a good evening.
Hey, you too. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Appreciate the phone calls rolling in here. All right. This bald eagle that went through the window of this Virginia tax business. Here's a quote from the person that saw it. I was on the phone with a friend and saw it on the inside ledge, Patterson told the Virginia Pilot newspaper. I figured it was a stuffed animal, then it started to move. I couldn't believe there was a bald eagle in there, and I couldn't believe what I was saying to myself. Patterson's video showed the eagle, apparently uninjured after its crash through the window, flying back out through the hole it made in the glass. Craziest thing I ever seen, Patterson said. Now this, firefighters in Britain said a kitchen fire was caused by a family dog that somehow turned on the microwave. The Essex County Fire and Rescue Service said firefighters responded Monday afternoon to a small fire at a Stanford Lee Hope home. More on this one in a moment. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Nope, it's not answering. Okay, don't have you. Try, give us a call back, and we'll see if we can get you on the air. Firefighters discovered the fire had started in the kitchen when the owner's dog, a husky, started the microwave, causing a package of bread rolls inside to burn and catch fire. The homeowner was not present at the time of the fire, but alerted authorities when he noticed the smoke on the security cameras connected to his phone app. Firefighters said the dog was not injured. Clearly, this is a very strange incident involving the man's dog, but it could still have been more serious, said Jeff Wheel, watch manager at Corrigan Fire Station. When we arrived, the kitchen was filled with smoke. Firefighters ensured that the damage did not spread beyond the kitchen area, but it demonstrates that microwaves should not be used to store food when they aren't in use, he said. You know what? We are very bad about that because we store our bread in the microwave. I guess we do it for convenience and to keep it fresh, but I guess we shouldn't do that. I guess we should find a different spot for. I guess we should buy a bread box and store it in there and not keep it in the microwave. But yeah, we are bad about that, keeping our bread in the microwave. Well, check this story out. A 7-year-old surfer in Florida was knocked off his board by a shark that jumped out of the water in the moment was caught on video. Chandler Moore of Orlando was surfing in New Smyrna Beach during the weekend when his GoPro camera recorded the moment that a shark came out of the water and swept across his surfboard, knocking the boy into the water. I was just surfing and then I saw two fish, Moore told CNN. I thought the thing that hit me was a fish. It wasn't until Moore and his parents reviewed the footage from the camera mounted to his surfboard that they discovered the culprit was a shark. The boy's father, Sean Moore, said it appeared to be a small black-tip shark. Chandler Moore said he isn't afraid to get back into the water. Well, good for him. I'm afraid to get, I don't get waist deep in the ocean. I just get my little toesies in there. I enjoy splashing a little bit around in the water, but I don't go wading that far out there because I'm afraid to death that I'll come across a shark because I know they can bite in shallow water, and that's just not for me. I just avoid that completely. And because I've seen a shark in the wild while I was out deep sea fishing, I think I've told you before, a 6-foot shark out there, and he opened his mouth and I saw those razor blade teeth. I think a shark's teeth can be up to 2 or 3 inches long, maybe longer. And that is just not for me. So I'll keep myself... I'll keep myself away from it for sure. Speaking of deep sea fishing, if you've never been and if you don't get seasick, it's a lot of fun. If you do get seasick, it's not too much fun because there was a guy out there that went with us deep sea fishing, and he was just a mess. He was laying on the in the inside of the cabin. He was flat out. He was just as sick as can be. So if you get sick, it's not fun. But if you can handle it, going out deep sea fishing, charter a boat sometime with a get several people with you, and I think it's. Back then, it might have been $50. It's probably more than that now. It seems like we paid $50 a person to go, but it was a full, several hours out there, and we caught several things, and then we filleted them up and ate them. And I'll tell you what, you talk about nothing better than fresh fish. That's good stuff. Well, we got a break coming up. We'll take that and come back. We've got On This Day in History. We've got an Ohio place for you to visit. We've got the Weird Word of the Week, Ladies' Corner, and a whole lot more to get to coming up. And, of course, we have our trivia questions on the table that we'll review after On This Day in History when we come back. 740-383-9944. Heading into a break. So if you call during the break and we don't pick up, just try back after the break, okay? My email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Feel free to send me an email. We'll be back after these words on WWGH.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott, you know my favorite holiday movie is Miracle on 34th Street. What a film. Santa Claus on trial. How heartless can people be?
Well, I guess even Santa is not above the law.
I wonder if he has trouble getting work after being involved in such a high-profile court case. I know OJ did.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
By the way, letters to Santa, Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Our address here is WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you send us a Christmas card and you have a return address on there, we'll send you a Christmas card back. So that's pretty cool. And it's pretty nice to exchange Christmas cards. I know the wife and I have the entrance to our kitchen. We put them all the way around to the entrance of our kitchen. So we enjoy getting Christmas cards. So it's always fun. So send us a Christmas card. We'll send you one back. A little Christmas card exchange here at WWGH. Well, it's time for On This Day in History, December the 4th, 1783. General George Washington said farewell to his officers at Francis Tavern in New York. 1791, Britain's Observer newspaper was first published. 1812, Peter Gillard patented the power mower. 1867, the National Grange of Husbandry was founded. 1875, William Marcy Tweed, the boss of New York City's Tammany Hall political organization, escaped from jail and fled from the U.S. 1918, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson set sail for France to attend the Versailles Peace Conference. Wilson became the first chief executive to travel to Europe while in office. 1942, U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt ordered the dismantling of the Works Progress Administration. The program had been created in order to provide jobs during the Great Depression. 1942, U.S. bombers attacked the Italian mainland for the first time during World War II. 1943, baseball commissioner Kennesaw Mountain Landis announced that any club was free to employ black players. 1945, on this date, the U.S. Senate approved American participation in the United Nations. 1965, the U.S. launched Gemini 7 with Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Frank Borman and Navy Commander James A. Lovell on board. 1973, Pioneer 10 reached Jupiter. And that's what happened on this day in history, December the 4th. And it's a day to remember for sure. All right, time to go over some more trivia questions and see if we can get some more answers at 740-383-9944. If you call, we'll put you in a couple drawings, one for a $5 gift certificate to Donato's and the other a $10 gift card to the Warehouse Restaurant, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. Oh, okay. I've actually got it right here, Terry. Yep. That's okay. Got it right here. All right. And the question I've got on the table here from last week is, although Christopher Columbus traveled to the Americas with three ships, he returned with two. which ship was wrecked on the return trip? And this replica of this ship used to be on display down in Columbus, Ohio. So if you remember that, that'll give you the answer, okay? 740-383-9944. About how many pounds of bugs does the average human accidentally eat each year? About how many pounds of bugs does the average human accidentally eat each year? What two body parts never stop growing even into old age? What two body parts never stop growing even into old age? What percent of people admit to texting from the bathroom? What percent of people admit to texting from the bathroom? It's a pretty high percentage, too. About how many text messages are sent each month in the United States? About how many text messages are sent each month in the United States? And we have a phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, is that fingernails and hair?
What was it again?
Your fingernails and hair never quit growing?
Yes, that's right. Very good. How are you doing today?
Was that the Santa Maria as far as Christopher Columbus's ship?
Right, that's right, yes.
Okay.
All right, and is this Ed Atkins?
It sure is.
All right, buddy, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm making it.
All right, yeah, me too.
I could think of all three ships, but until you went ahead and said that about Columbus, I couldn't figure out which one it was that sunk. But
yeah, it was, wasn't it the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria?
Yep.
Yeah, those are the three ships. All right, buddy. Well, I've got you all signed up for the drawing.
Okay, I thank you much.
Hey, appreciate you listening out there.
Okay, we'll talk at you later.
All right, uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right. About how many text messages are sent each month in the United States? It's in the billions. About how many text messages are sent each month in the United States? It's in the billions. About how many cell phones each year are thrown away or recycled in the United States because they become damaged or outdated? And that's in the millions. How many cell phones each year are thrown away or recycled in the United States because they become damaged or outdated? Can you tell me that one? And I'll give you a couple more here. In what year were outdoor gas grills first sold for family use? In what year were outdoor gas grills first sold for family use? The shish kebab, a barbecue tradition whose name means roast meat on a skewer, originally came from which country? The shish kebab, a barbecue tradition whose name means roast meat on a skewer, originally came from which country? Can you tell me the answers to those trivia questions? If you can, give me a call, 740-383-9944. I'll put you in the drawing for a $5 Donato's gift card and a $10 gift card to the warehouse, okay? And we'll do those drawings at 4:55 this afternoon. 4:39 is the time right now. And it is time for me to tell you an interesting Ohio fact. It sits near the edge of an airfield at Lockheed Martin Tactical Defense Systems, a colossal gray and black behemoth bearing witness to an era when blimps were actually taken seriously and not eye candy bearing advertisements during national televised football games. At 22 stories high and two Washington monuments long, the Goodyear Air Dock, Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company's Wing Fast Lake Airship, based in Akron, is the world's largest building without interior supports, and even has its own climate, occasionally creating a lighting system or fog. Once after a heavy snow, a mini avalanche from the rounded roof flattened the nearby security office. Goodyear built the hangar in 1929 to construct blimps, more than 239 airships, from 1917 to 1995, and now it's used to manufacture aerospace products. But the bummer is you need a security clearance to get inside. So you'll be missing the cutting-edge stuff they're doing in there, such as developing a high-altitude airship, military blimp, and the related integrated security and identification system, which provides powerful surveillance, staying aloft at 65,000 feet for up to a month. You are also denied access to the University of Akron's Lighter Than Air Society collection of documents and photographs, plus corporate archives of the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. So basically, you can just drive past it. So it's not necessarily worth the trip just to see this, but if you're in the area and happen to go by, why, you can see this huge building that once housed blimps, and it's a pretty cool thing to see for sure. It is now time for the weird word of the week, so if you'll head down with me to the hallway here and make a right, our little classrooms here, and if you'll take a seat in the comfortable chairs here, I've written the weird word of the week on the chalkboard, and we will tell you that in just a moment after we take a phone call. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, it was a gas grill first introduced around 1960.
Yes, they was introduced right around 1960. That's what I'm looking for.
All right.
How are you doing today?
Oh, kind of wore out now.
Kind of wore out? Been working hard?
Been cleaning out a junk room.
Oh, okay. That'll keep you busy on a wintry day.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, well, I have your name all signed up there, Mr. David Avery, for the drawing.
All right.
I appreciate you listening out there, and thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, you have a good one now.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, and thanks for the phone call there. And the weird word of the week this week is benigni. Benigni, B-E-N-I-G-N-I-T-Y, benigni. It's a noun. The definition is the quality of being benign or kindness. The quality of being benign or kindness. And the origin of benigni comes from the Middle English, comes from way back in 1325 to 1375. So it is a rather old word for sure. Benigni, that is our weird word of the week for this week. So you can expand on your knowledge and impress your friends with your expanded knowledge of the English language. WWGH Radio, can you hang on through the break? Hello, caller, are you there? Don't think anybody's there. But we have to take a break, so give me a call back after the break. We'll be back after these words on WWGH.
Oh, I'm writing my letter to Santa, Santa Claus. Post Office Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579.
Yes, that's Santa's address. I wonder why he gets his mail in Indiana.
Do you think Santa wants TMZ showing up to his doorstep asking him personal questions? Give them a P.O. box. That's the only way to go.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. All right, trivia time. Let's see if we can get some more questions answered at 740-383-9944. And then we'll go in the ladies' corner. I've got a delicious recipe for you today. About how many pounds of bugs does the average human accidentally eat each year? About how many pounds of bugs does the average human accidentally eat each year? What percent of people admit to texting from the bathroom? What percent of people admit to texting from the bathroom? It's higher than 60%, I'll tell you that. About how many text messages are sent each month in the United States? About how many text messages are sent each month in the United States? Just give me a ballpark figure. It's in the billions. But give me a ballpark figure and I'll accept the answer. Same way with this next question. How many cell phones each year are thrown away or recycled in the United States because they become damaged or outdated? Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, is that 9.3 billion a year? A month?
Yeah, for the text messages?
Yes.
Yeah, that's close enough. That's good enough. And who's this? And I'll put you in the drawing.
April.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I never recognize your voice. You are good at covering. How are you doing today?
All right.
Good. All right, I will sign you up for that pizza from Donato's and that other gift card from the warehouse, all right?
All right.
Thanks. All right, thanks for listening and calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Bye. Okay, very good. Another answer there to the question at 740-383-9944. The shish kebab, a barbecue tradition whose name means roast meat on a skewer, originally came from which country? the shish kebab, a barbecue tradition whose name means roast meat on a skewer, originally came from which country? How many pounds of marshmallows do Americans buy each year? Again, just give me a ballpark figure, but it is in the millions. About how many pounds of marshmallows do Americans buy each year? What country has coin-operated barbecue grills along the beach? What country has coin-operated barbecue grills along the beach? Two more questions for you. Which president hosted the first barbecue at the White House? Which president hosted the first barbecue at the White House? Hi, we're on the air.
Cutty D5.
What is it again?
Cutty D5.
75%. That is the amount of people admit to texting from the bathroom. 75%. Yep, you are right. And what is your name?
Lucas.
Lucas. All right, buddy. We have got you signed up for the drawing. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. All right. Always good to hear from the younger portion, the younger members of the audience out there in radio land. And which cookout dish name comes from a Dutch word meaning cabbage salad? Which cookout dish comes from a Dutch word meaning cabbage salad? Can you tell me that? 740-383-9944. And we have three more minutes before we do these two drawings here at the radio station, downtown Marion. Okay, it's time for Ladies Corner. And I have a good recipe for you today. My wife took this to our Thanksgiving extravaganza that we had down in Southern Ohio, and it was quite the hit. It's called peanut butter pie, and it's pretty easy to make. You can find this recipe right now on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate in the Facebook, and that will come up, and you will see that there. Right now, another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, could it be coleslaw?
Coleslaw, that's what I'm looking for. Do you like coleslaw or do you hate it?
I love it.
I love it too. I like to use it to dip different. When I go to Applebee's, I get the fish and chips, and I like to dip my fish in that coleslaw.
Yes, it's very good.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. All right, what's your name, and I'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Phyllis. Shirk, S-H-I-R-K.
All right, Phyllis Shirk. Okay, very good. Well, I appreciate you listening out there, and I hope you enjoy this holiday season.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
All right, thank you. Have a great night.
All righty, bye-bye. Uh-huh,
bye-bye. All right, very good. Peanut butter pie, here we go. 1 chocolate graham cracker pie crust, 8 ounces of cream cheese, 8 ounces of whipped topping thawed, 1 cup of peanut butter, 1/2 cup white sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, and here's the directions. With an electric mixer, beat cream cheese and sugar until smooth. Blend in peanut butter and vanilla. Fold in whipped topping. Spoon mixture into prepared pie crust. Refrigerate for at least 4 hours. Keep refrigerated. And that's all you need to do. It's a short recipe, and it doesn't take too much. You just basically get all your ingredients, throw them all in the bowl, mix them all up, put it in the cracker pie crust, throw it in the refrigerator, and you are ready to go. Again, you can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. All right, it is time for to do the drawings, and we will get everybody all mixed up here and see what we can do here. All righty, got everybody mixed up. Okay, we are drawing for the Donato's gift card. And the winner of the Donato's gift card is April Avery. April Avery, you won the Donato's gift card. So you can get some money off of your pizza next time you go and order you a big old pepperoni pizza or whatever it is you like. So congratulations, April Avery. Okay, and now we'll do the drawing for the warehouse gift card. Find out who's going to win that. And the winner of the gift card. Oh, okay. The winner of the gift card is actually our last caller. You lucked out. Phyllis Shirk. Phyllis Shirk, congratulations. You won the $10 gift card to the warehouse. So you can go get you some good Italian food. Maybe you like lasagna, spaghetti. I don't know what all. They got a good extensive menu. So Phyllis Shirk, congratulations. Thanks to everybody that called. We heard from Ed Atkins. We heard from Bob Austin. We heard from Todd. We heard from David Avery. We heard from Lucas. And we heard from Linda Atkins, April Avery, and Phyllis Shirk. Thank you to everybody that called in today. I do appreciate your phone calls very much. And like we did last week with the big old turkey giveaway, hopefully we can do something maybe at Christmas and do another sort of giveaway where we can give away lots of gifts, because it's fun giving away lots of gifts to you listeners out there in radio land. So congratulations to you folks out there that are our winners, and thank you to those that gave us a call. I do appreciate it. We've got a couple minutes left, so here's Ladies Corner Part 2, and I've got some uses for your old tissue boxes. If you have some old tissue boxes lying around, here's what you can do. Place an empty tissue box near the dryer to hold used dryer sheets, and then toss boxes and all away when it's full. Oh, okay, okay, we're going to do a 20. Terry Tackett just came into the studio, and from Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio, we're going to do a $20 gift card for Christmas. Not sure where yet, but it'll be someplace good. So look forward to a $20 gift card for Christmas. So that'll be pretty cool. All right, here's uses for your tissue boxes. You can place an empty tissue box near the dryer to hold used dryer sheets and then toss the box all away when it's full. Also, square designer tissue boxes make good holders for cotton balls near your makeup area. Use as a plastic bag holder. Never thought of that, but you can. Also, when you buy a new box, turn it upside down and stick a bulletin board push pin in each bottom corner so that it has feet to keep it above water spills. And there's some tissue box uses for you. It is quitting time. Thanks so much for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. We're here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. You can catch the repeats on the website by going to WWGH1071.com. Click on Show Archives and then click on Offbeat News and Trivia. And that'll take you down, and you can click on whatever date you want. We've got every date since we started. So if you want to listen to an older broadcast, you can. Appreciate you listening to the program today. Again, thanks to everybody that called. Appreciate it very much. Congratulations to our two winners, April Avery and Phyllis Shirk. And I will talk to you next week. My email address, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for holiday fun. with legendary comedian Gallagher reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap. We had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash. I tore open the shutters and I threw up the sash. Now the moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his courses they came, and he whistled and shouted, and he called them my dame. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all, as dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the courses they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkle I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each tiny hoof. As I drew in my head and I was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. Now he was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. Now the stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me the know I had nothing to dread. Now he spoke not a word. He went straight to his work, and he filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, guess what? Up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh. To his team he gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for holiday fun. Catch us live on the net at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 28.